Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me, and welcome back. Happy Thursday. Excited to spend some time with you guys today, and I want to talk about confidence. So I had a young man ask me about confidence. Don't remember exactly how he worded it, but he said, you know, I'm getting a lot of results. I'm making a lot of money, and he is. This kid's making a bunch of money. And he's like, I still seem to be struggling with my self-confidence. He's like, I don't always feel, he's like, especially when I'm leading my team, especially when I'm public speaking, he's like, I just feel like my confidence in myself is a little shaky. And he knows that it shouldn't be. You know what I mean? Some of you have confidence issues, and you should. Because you're not doing shit with your life. You know what I mean? This kid, on the other hand, is doing very special things and is still struggling with confidence. So let's talk about confidence in terms of, okay, I'm putting in the work, I'm getting decent results, my physique, I'm in pretty good shape. Like, all of the obvious things are covered, but you're still lacking in self-confidence, right? That's the type of person. And honestly, to back up, if you want to have any confidence at all, the baseline for confidence, real confidence, is A, being in good physical shape. That's number one. Number two, you should have measurable results in business over the last 2-3 years of your life. You should be able to say, this is what I've accumulated. This is what I've accomplished in the last 2-3 years of my life. So a good physique and some sort of forward progress towards a goal need to be present for you to have any sort of baseline confidence. If you're out of shape and you're not making any strides towards a goal, you're never going to have confidence. And if you do, it's fake. It's bullshit. It's arrogance. It's misplaced arrogance. Confidence in a fool is like a foot out of joint. Confidence in a fool is like a foot out of joint. So you need to have the physique, and you need to have the results and some area of achievement in your life, right? So that's the baseline. This kid's got both of those. So again, I'm speaking to those of you that are like, I'm in pretty good shape. I'm also getting some degree of results in my business. I'm still lacking in confidence, though. So number one, first thing you need to remember, and Zig Ziglar said this about positivity and motivation, he said motivation's like bathing. You need to do it daily, right? It's not something that you just do once a week or once a month and hope that, oh, come on, what is this traffic, bro? I got shit to do. This is ridiculous. They got these landscapers blocking the whole damn road. We got traffic backed. Every time I drive, every time I leave my house, this dude's just going to sit here behind this. Just ridiculous. Go around him. Go around him. Aye, 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 man. The people in Maine are brain dead. Brain dead. There's landscapers on the side of the road, on the shoulder. Traffic coming towards us. Whoa, 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 whoa. What is everybody doing? Guy coming the other way just swerved into the oncoming and by my lane. Oncoming traffic, dude. I'm in the twilight zone. I gotta get this off my chest. The vaccine has 100% rotted people's brains. 100%. That freaking COVID jab is doing something to people's brains. I'm not sure what, I'm not sure how, but I've seen such a sharp collective cognitive decline recently in people. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. I can't stand being out in public because all these mouth-breathing, drooling retards bumping into walls, swerving into lanes, standing, just sitting at a green light. Gosh darn it, man. This pisses me off. I hate slow people and I hate stupid people. And I know that that's hate's a strong word. I hate that they're slow and stupid. Like, I have things to do. I have a family. I've got businesses. I've got podcasts. I got to get to the gym twice a day. Like, I can't be stuck behind your big, fat, sweating, sticky ass. Half these... Dude, it was a pandemic. No, they've got this new bird flu thing coming out. I'm totally okay if it wipes half the population off the face of the earth. Well, Mike, what if it's some of your relatives? Well, that's the price you pay. Could be me. I don't know. Maybe I'm the idiot. If everywhere I go, I'm surrounded by absolute retards, maybe it's me, and everybody's just being polite to me. You know what I mean? Sorry, I had to get that off my chest, man, because I cannot stand people. My threshold, I love people. I like to help people. I'll do anything for people, but I also cannot stand them. And the thing is, it's not even the type of stupidity where it's like you feel bad for them. Like they're really trying hard, but they're just not getting it. No, what makes me so mad is that it's an entitled stupidity. It's a lazy stupidity. Like, not only are you stupid, but you're lazy. And then you're also entitled. You think that you deserve certain things. Well, I deserve this. I deserve that. Dude, I saw this thing the other day. where it was like they were talking about how Holocaust survivors, like, generationally, like, the children were somehow, like, the children's children, their great-grandchildren, somehow carry trauma from the Holocaust, which, you know, from an epigenetic standpoint, I don't know, dude, but they're, like, saying, like, trauma can be passed down, right? And they're, and you go to the comment section, and it's all these women, of course. Well, I always wondered how my grandfather serving in Vietnam would affect me. It's me, me, me. Like, bro, you're trying to make your grandfather's hellish experience in some rice field with full of landmines and booby traps about you. How can I make myself the victim? How can I get some attention for this? Okay, so confidence. Okay, we covered the baseline for confidence. Now, let's... Oh, he's tying his shoe. I thought some guy back there was, like, in pain. So, it's... Zig Ziglar. To stay motivated is something that you have to do daily. To stay confident, you need to remind yourself daily of why you're the man or the woman. Now, there's a line here. You can't get arrogant. You can't get cocky. I'm sure a lot of people would call me arrogant, cocky, whatever. It gets results. So I think it's 51-49. You're going to be 51% humble and 49% a little bit of pride. And not the bad pride that God warns about in the Bible. I'm talking about confidence, true confidence. But it's balanced with humility, right? So... you need to remind yourself daily of who you are. Like, I would go as corny as it would say, to look at yourself in the mirror and have a conversation with yourself every single day about why you are awesome. Like, I remind myself daily of my achievements, the ones I'm most proud of, because life will try to beat confidence out of you. And if you're not constantly reminding yourself of how far you've come, you're going to let life convince you you haven't done anything. I used to struggle with this. It's like the life would just erase all of my accomplishments and all my achievements out of my mind every single day, and I would feel like a piece of shit. And I started to have to remind myself, like, dude, you've done this. You've come this far. Look at how much better this is. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So step one, you got to remind yourself daily, just like you bathe daily, of why you're the man. Review accomplishments. Review things you're proud of. Reflect on things that you've built and created. So that's step number one. Step number two is you never associate with people that say negative things about other people, because they're also going to say negative things about you, and you don't want to be around people that carry that type of energy. if, let me tell y'all something, especially you women. If you have a friend that seems to know all the gossip about everybody else and is constantly talking about everybody else to you, they're doing the same thing to you, to other people. Same thing. Spilling all your beans. It's not just women, men too, but you can't hang around people that are gossipers and naysayers. You can't hang around people that are haters, like, oh, they've never said anything mean to me. They just talk about other people. I promise you, the moment your back is turned, they're yapping about you, wishing that you would fail. You cannot associate with people that speak negatively about other people because they're speaking negatively about you. And I can promise you that energy rubs off. You have to understand, this is why I'm so protective of who I spend my time with. Because people's energy rubs off on you. And it could be good energy rubbing off or bad energy rubbing off. And if you're hanging around people with bad energy, it's going to rub off on you and it's going to damage your confidence. Okay? Number three, learn from failures and then move on. Learn from failures and then move on. Okay? I screwed up. It's what I should have done better. It's what I should have done instead. I understand now that I understand what mistakes I made. I understand now how to prevent this in the future. File it away and move on. File it away and move on. This whole woe is me thing. I talk to people all the time that are like, they're still talking about mistakes they made 3 years ago, 2 years ago. I guarantee you guys, I've made more mistakes in the past 5 years than the top 10 of you listening to me right now combined. I promise. I still make mistakes every day. But if I sat around thinking about just the past 5 years, all of the things I've done poorly, incorrectly, whatever, I don't think I'd be able to get out of bed in the morning. I don't think I'd be able to get out of bed. I'd be depressed. So I don't remind myself of those things. I learn the lesson and I move on. When do I recall those? Failures is when I'm presented with a similar situation. Like, okay, I remember this is what's happening. I remember how this went last time. So this is how I'm going to deal with it differently this time. And then you get more confident because you realize you've learned how to solve the problem. Boom. There you go. There you go. Giving y'all some juice today. So that's number three. Number four kind of ties into number two, get around confident people. Get around confident people. Confidence, like I said before, it rubs off, man. You get around confident people, you're going to learn how to be confident. Now, the problem is people that lack confidence don't like to be around people that are confident because they feel uncomfortable. They feel like they're being shown up big time. You got to swallow that ego. You got to swallow that pride. And you got to get around people that are confident. You got to watch how they move. Watch how they talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, learn. Let them rub that energy off. Let them rub that energy off on you. So get around confident people. Number five. Knowledge is power and confidence. The more you know, the more confident you're going to be. You should be listening to podcasts. You should be reading books. You should be listening to audiobooks. You should be trying to absorb as much information as you possibly can. So what was that? Number five. Number six. Experiences lead to confidence. You've got to give yourself experiences. You've got to step outside the box and do things that are uncomfortable. I've made a commitment recently to just, I'm not saying no to anything. I told you guys I got this offer to go to Colombia. And at first I was like, well, I got to figure out what I'm going to do in terms of my family and all this. But I was like, I told the kid, I'm like, well, I never say no to any opportunity now. So let me figure out what I'm going to do about traveling and all that. And I'll get back to you. You know, like, you've got to give yourself experiences. This is something I want to start doing more myself. The last thing I want to do is become a shut-in because I've got children. It's important for me to go out and have experiences and meet people and do things that make me uncomfortable because it's going to lend to more confidence. So experiences will make you more confident. People that are typically good, that have traveled a lot, typically are very confident people. Because when you step out your comfort, I think about somebody like my assistant, Rachel. my very good friend Rachel, my executive assistant Rachel, she went to Japan recently for 2 weeks. And she came back so confident. I could tell her confidence increased dramatically. Dramatically. My bird's in the damn field. You're going to get picked off by a hawk. Ladies! Come on now. One of my birds to a hawk out there in that field. There's no way I'm going to get to them. It's like a swamp. Why are they over there? Dumbass birds. There's my ducks. That's good. So there's some tips on confidence. You know what I'm saying? You can't fake it, though. Confidence is something that's built brick by brick. You can't fake confidence. All right, so go get some confidence, baby. All right, I'll talk to y'all soon. Love you guys. Let's get it.